Crime Stoppers of Niagara is hoping to increase fundraising and awareness about everything the organization does, and also to bring greater attention to a campaign designed to make young residents cautious about human trafficking. Jason Snyder, Vice Chair of Crime Stoppers of Niagara's board, delivered a presentation to Niagara on the Lake Council on Tuesday night, providing statistics of what the organization has accomplished in recent years, and asking for non-financial support. Requests included the town exploring putting up signage to promote Crime Stoppers and providing information on the town's website. A report will come back to council at a later date encompassing what was delivered in Snyder's presentation, which also focused on a human trafficking awareness campaign. Snyder said he played a role in the campaign being launched as a result of a frightening incident involving his daughter. When she was 13 years old and walking home from school in Welland, she was approached by a man trying to coax her into his vehicle. "She was less scared than I was when she told me," he said, adding she ended up hiding between parked cars to escape the man. This prompted him to contact her school's principal, who explained that lessons surrounding stranger danger are only given to kindergarten students. "It became pretty obvious there's a hole in our education system," he said. Crime Stoppers of Niagara has applied for grants that will support a program to teach more kids about the dangers and signs of human trafficking. "We want older students to talk to younger students in classroom settings," said Snyder. Maria Mavridis said there was an incident in Virgil recently involving children who weren't educated on how to handle a situation like this, suggesting the town could assist Crime Stoppers with getting into local schools. Mavridis told the local a group of kids were in the Crossroads School playground over March break, when a man got out of a white van and walked toward them. They got onto their bikes and headed out, reaching home safely. Wendy Cherapita said the town could help with scheduling events where Snyder could deliver a presentation. "I'm happy to do presentations like this for anyone who will listen," said Snyder. In the last 5 years, Crime Stoppers of Niagara has received 10,429 tips that resulted in a reward, and has handed out $50,000 in rewards. The organization has assisted in 210 arrests across the region in that time, and played a role in 523 charges being laid. More than $1 million in drugs have been seized in 5 years through Crime Stoppers activity, and about $307,000 in cash has been recovered, said Snyder.